Go to VOA Direct.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The leaders of Russia, Ukraine, and Germany and France have agreed to meet Wednesday in Belarus for talks aimed at a deal to end the surging pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will be in Washington today to meet with President Obama about the crisis in Ukraine. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the foreign ministers of France and Germany each addressed the crisis during remarks at the Munich Security Conference Sunday. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
Kerry addressed concerns that there is a rift between the U.S. and its European allies on the issue of providing Ukraine with defensive lethal weapons.
There is no division. There is no split. I keep hearing people trying to create one. We are united. We are working closely together. We all agree that this challenge will not end through military force.
German Foreign Minister Steinmeier spoke of negotiations between his country and France with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says negotiators are far from finding a political solution to the crisis. Fabio said Western allies must not agree to concessions that could undermine European security. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Munich.
A pair of bombings killed at least 16 people in and around Iraq's capital Monday, according to police, including a suicide blast in a mainly Shiite section of Baghdad. The morning suicide attack in Baghdad's Qadamiya neighborhood killed at least 14 people. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Gunmen killed a lawmaker in Somalia's capital Monday. Abdullahi Kayad Barb was gunned down in Mogadishu. Al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab rebels, meanwhile, have claimed responsibility for the shooting. This is VOA News. At least 22 soccer fans were killed and many more injured when police and supporters clashed at a football game in Cairo, according to local media. The clash happened at a match between two Cairo clubs. The Interior Ministry said in a statement that huge numbers of club fans tried to storm the stadium gates by force. Authorities say the police used tear gas to disperse a crowd. Meanwhile, the death toll is expected to rise. UN brokered talks aimed at resolving the political crisis in Yemen resumed Monday with representatives from key political parties, including the Houthi rebels who seized control of the government last week. UN envoy Jamal Ben-Omar restarted the negotiations that broke apart last Thursday. A Chinese billionaire was executed Monday after a court found him guilty of multiple murders and leading a mafia-style gang. Shannon Van Zandt reports from Hong Kong.
Mining tycoon Liu Hong and his brother and three associates were put to death Monday morning. Liu Hong had amassed a $1 billion fortune as head of Hong Long Group. He invested in minerals, electricity, energy, finance, and real estate. The 48-year-old Liu had been found guilty of 13 crimes, including murder, organizing casinos, running a mafia-style gang, and selling firearms. China's Ministry of Public Security began its investigation into Liu in March of last year. Following his execution Monday, China's state-run Xinhua news agency published a lengthy description of Liu's rise to power, which, according to Xinhua, was helped by corruption, bribery, and murder. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
A large network of investigative journalists have found that the Swiss arm of Britain's largest bank helped wealthy clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. In a report released Sunday, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists revealed secret bank documents from several years ago that show British banking giant HSBC provided accounts to international criminals, celebrities, politicians, members of royal families, athletes, and corporate executives. ICIJ obtained the secret documents with the help of the French newspaper Le Monde. They contain details of more than 100,000 clients from around the world. British singer Sam Smith dominated the music industry's Grammy Awards Sunday in Los Angeles. His soulful tune, Stay With Me, as we hear here,
guess it's true, I'm not good at all,
won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Smith also won the Best New Artist Prize, and his album In the Lonely Hour won Best Pop Vocal Album. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.